This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Britain's foreign secretary says Iranian authorities have seized two vessels in the Strait of Hormuz Friday, intensifying tensions in the strategic waterway. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports one of the ships has been allowed to continue on its voyage.
One of the ships is British. The other sails under Liberia's flag. And Britain's foreign secretary, Jeremy Hunt, called the seizure unacceptable.
This is completely unacceptable. Freedom of navigation must be maintained.
Iran confirmed that it seized a British oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz because it was not complying with international maritime laws and regulations. It says the Liberian tanker is not detained. Earlier this month, Britain assisted in the seizure of an Iranian oil supertanker. President Trump says U.S. officials will speak with Britain about this unfolding situation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Trump is expressing confidence an Iranian drone was downed in the Strait of Hormuz as it approached a U.S. warship the previous day. However, as AP Sagar Magani reports, Iran's Revolutionary Guards say the incident did not happen.
The president said the drone got too close to the USS Boxer yesterday,
ignoring multiple calls to stand down,
and that the warship acted in self-defense.
We have no information about having lost a drone today.
Hours after Foreign Minister Javad Zarif's statement, Iran's Revolutionary Guard said it can provide images showing there was no confrontation and that it did not lose any drones. Iran shot down an American drone last month, and the president had ordered a military strike in response, but called it off at the last moment. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
A 42-year-old man from Brooklyn, New York, is back on U.S. soil, charged with fighting for the Islamic State terror group as a sniper before rising through the ranks to become an emir. Charges against their Ruslan were unsealed Friday. This is VOA News. A large portion of the United States is in the midst of a heat wave. Forecasters say more than 87 million Americans live in areas where record temperatures will likely be set Saturday. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said that several outdoor events planned for the weekend have been canceled.
We have instructed that the triathlon and the Ozzyfest be canceled, given the heat conditions.
The temperature in Washington, D.C. is expected to reach 43.3 degrees Celsius. Meteorologists say for a short while it will feel just as hot in Washington as Death Valley, California. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo confirmed in Argentina Friday the U.S. has imposed financial sanctions against a Hezbollah militant group leader suspected of directing a deadly 1994 bombing of a Jewish community center in Buenos Aires that killed 85 people. In his remarks there Friday, Pompeo praised the designation and announced the newly imposed U.S. sanctions against the Hezbollah operative Salman Rauf Salman.
The State Department's Rewards for Justice program is offering up to $7 million for information leading to his identification or his arrest. And the United States Department of Treasury is also designating Salman as a specially designated global terrorist, which denies him access to the United States financial system.
The visit to Argentina coincides with the 25th anniversary of the bombing of the Jewish Community Center. The Argentine government has said Hezbollah has been and was responsible for the attack. A powerful blast outside the gates of Kabul University in the Afghan capital Friday killed at least 8 people, wounded 33, as students and lawyers waited to take an examination, according to officials there. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for Friday's blast. On Thursday, Taliban insurgents set off 2 car bombs outside police headquarters in the southern city of Kandahar, killing at least 12 and wounding more than 80. And again, a 42-year-old Brooklyn, New York man back on U.S. soil, charged with fighting for the Islamic State terror group as a sniper. He's been identified as Ruslan Morozovich Asanov. And they were unsealed Friday, a day after U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces handed him over to U.S. law enforcement officials. The U.S. military then flew him to New York, where he appeared before a judge on Friday. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.